Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. All right.
Brand name like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is when you chop my dope down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey y'all, it's your girl D Scott. I am here on a Tell the Truth Tuesday. If y'all listen to my show, definitely special thanks out to April Nicole. I had no idea that you were listening to the show. I thought you were just like, you know, posting that shit or like trying to repost them. I'm like, girl, just listen to the show. It's 10 times better than, you know, anything that I post. So I definitely appreciate anybody that listens to me and follows me. And I definitely want to say thank you. But what we're going to do, because I deprived y'all last week of the tea, is I'm going to go ahead and get on the phone with my boy Celebrity Prince, a.k.a. Tommy Brown, and we're going to see what he has to say about this week and about being a savage. Tommy, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Lord. Thank God that you are here. Listen, honey, let me tell you, we were missing you last week. You know how many people called here last week looking for you? Mm-hmm. And tell everybody what you were doing last week on set, why we weren't able to connect. And these things happen sometime when you're out here trying to handle this business. But tell everybody what project you're working on, if you can, and let us know where you were last week so they could forgive me.
Well, for last week, I was on set of a movie that we're filming here in Mississippi called Soul Damaged, and you can find it on YouTube, and we're looking for a distribution center now to get it out to theaters and basically theaters all around, because it's basic. And it stars two of Tyler Perry's actors from... I can't think of the shows, but yeah, they're...
Who is it, Christian and them?
Mr. Williams, Paula Williams, whatever his name is.
Okay, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's in the movie, and the guy that plays Flip Floyd, that's on Love Thy Neighbor, he's the actual star of the movie. So he's... Mm-hmm. We've been on set for... days at a time to get it out there. So that's something I was doing, and I also did I was on the panelist board for the 8th annual LGBT community panelist for HIV and AIDS, and I received an award for outstanding advocacy in the LGBT community, and I also became... Since our latest conversation, I became one of the youngest members of the NAACP, and I received my membership on maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you were real excited about that.
Yeah, I was very excited about it. Like, that's something that I really hold near and dear, and I'm actually on the head board for the NAACP. That's where I received my membership in.
Okay. Now let me say this. So today is actually World AIDS Day, and so a lot of people, you know, I just made the postings that, you know, people need to get tested, and, you know, there's a lot of people that have been out there dating for, like, you know, years or whatever, and they say, well, how do you broach a question? I'm like, well, you know, if I'm nasty and you nasty and we like to get down, then at some point we're going to have to get an AIDS test, because I don't want to be swapping fluid with motherfuckers that I don't know where you've been. You know what I'm saying? And so I think that that's the responsible thing to do. And so I don't see any problem. Like, it's very normal for me to go into a relationship and be like, okay, when was the last time you got tested? You know what I mean? And a lot of guys, believe it or not, a lot of guys are like, shoot, you know, I ain't been tested for a minute, blah, blah, blah. So now let me skip over to the Love and Hip Hop situation because, you know, you and I had tea on that a couple of weeks ago. And basically I just watched the reunion and you see Miles and Milan had some issues. And one of the things I said to you on that show is I said, I like Milan. Now, Milan is the producer, right?
Well, he's a producer. He's not the producer.
Okay, you going, you know what? Anyways, he's the one in the relationship that's the producer. And I said, you know what? I respect his struggle. Him and I had, you know, some banter back and forth on Twitter because I was like, it was wrong the way that Miles did shit because at some point he lied and he didn't have to do that. But I didn't know Amber was that goddamn strong. I didn't know that, you know, did you see the episode where she went in there to confront him and Milan was like, she was like, oh, you must have paid my rent a couple of times. I almost pissed myself. On that level, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, wait, let me find out Miles is broke as shit. So I'm like, this is no different in the heterosexual community when you're dealing with a broke ass. You know what I mean? Or just a user or somebody that's just trying to get at you for your paper. So in that moment, I kind of felt bad for Milan. And then we find out that there was a domestic abuse situation between the two of them. And then this, and then we find out that, you know, so-and-so supposedly, allegedly was cheating on him. And that's what I mean. It's like the men don't change. Men can change, but they don't change their patterns. If he was a dirty motherfucker to you and he did that to Amber, then he would do it to you and he would do it to somebody else. And I just went through this situation yesterday on my show where, you know, there was girl code, you know, and guy code 101. Now, does guy code allow y'all, especially in the LGBT community, to say the same thing? Like, okay, well, if he did it to her, he would do it to me. Do y'all think like that?
Well, for me, of course it does. I feel that's why I don't really talk to DL guys, which I posted. Like, I've been getting a lot of feedback from the fans, and I want to set this message clear today. And this is something that happened on the set of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I haven't watched it yet.
Of the new season. I watched the episode of Portia Williams, and she was dating Duke Williams, which is he's a pro athlete.
I knew that they were talking,
but I just didn't know the severity of their relationship. So I reached out to Portia Williams on Instagram. You know, now Instagram have a way of telling you when somebody has read your message and when they haven't. She read my message, and I guess, you know, a few days later they broke up. Now,
what did you say to her?
I was not trying to out anyone because that's not me. And like I stated on the last show,
but you know, we talked about this. This is dangerous right now. You know, so if you know something, tell it. Shit.
But like I was, and see, I hold Portia to a special place in my heart because I know her. Like a lot of people, like I told them, I don't care what you do, just don't do it with the people that I fucks with their heart. And me and Portia are clicked. Well, we're not clicked type, but we are friends. So I feel like it's my best interest to look out for her. Especially
it's a human being, and especially if you have some information that could be detrimental to her. You know how these dudes are, trying to run up and everything all the time with nothing on.
But see, the thing about that is I've learned my lesson with just telling random people about the people that they're dealing with. Because I blow up in my face to where today try to revert it back over.
Say it was you, or say you were lying or you wanted them,
I just took it upon myself to say, well, if it's not anyone in my circle, then I'm not going to, you know, you don't have to find out for yourself. If you're not in my circle, in my personal space, then I don't feel like I should be able to, hey, girl.
Connect with you like that, right.
So, no. But with the whole Duke Williams situation, when I saw him on the show, I was like, oh, so he was filming during the time that he was supposedly being in a relationship with someone that I knew.
Who was a man?
It was actually a transsexual. A transgender.
Stop. Oh.
And her name is Amaya Scott.
Oh my God, he was with King Amaya?
Yes.
I love Amaya, honey. And you know, she's on the show, isn't she?
And the thing about that is, when the party that we all went, we was all at, and I was like, oh, it's kind of, you know, I felt like it was kind of weird to see a pro athlete around, you know, openly around gay individuals.
The LGBT, yeah, the community, correct.
Because, you know, a lot of celebrities, especially pro athletes, they are so biased, especially when it comes to their career, because it can be detrimental to their career to be seen as a homosexual or somebody
a lover.
That even mess with homosexuals.
Right.
So on Twitter, and now people are coming to me apologizing for the outlash that they gave me on 2 weeks ago when I saw Duke on the show, and I was like, I know him. Like, I know him. Like, he was just a bit, like, I didn't know Portia was, you know, I didn't know she was into the whole, because you have some women that still, if the man is fine, you have some women that just
don't
care.
Oh, yeah, I'm not one of them. I'll beat the hell out of you. You ain't finna be stealing my motherfucking shoes.
So when I posted on Twitter just started blowing up, and they was giving me negative feedback, talking about somebody should kill me and this and that and the third, because they was like, I'm wrong for outing him. I was like, I wasn't trying to out him. It was just so much as, you know, I was in that moment of tweeting, because I tweet live when Real Housewives of Atlanta comes on. I tweet live. Everybody knows I tweet live.
Yep, you
so,
sure do.
I was just in that moment, and the thing that was running through my head was, I know him, and somehow they mysteriously went through my fingers and, I guess, you know, tweeted it. People felt some type of way about it, but, you know, I wasn't trying to out you, Duke, at all. But now that, you know, this past,
but you know what, it's a dangerous thing, and it's a cautionary tale. Like, my whole thing is, you know, and we talked about this, about the fact that, you know, y'all do not have the luxury, and this is what I didn't like about Miles when he was coming out and he was saying, you know, why do I have to be deemed as gay or homosexual? I'm a man that likes women. I'm a man that likes men. Well, because you're with a man now that only likes men, and it didn't seem fair to me or to Milan, you know what I'm saying, that you are still dragging this Amber girl on, and then they, you know, everybody wants to be like on the, you know, the quote unquote, you know, I'm for the LGBT community and this, that, and the third. But what have you done? Have you donated? It's World AIDS Day. Have you, you know, sent any donations? Have you done anything to help find the cure for this or to help stop it? It's not just, you know, like Charlie Sheen just came out, and I really was you know, glad that we had our show the week before Charlie Sheen came out and said that he had HIV. And a lot of people, he was saying, like, you know, I have sex with people and all these people are trying to sue him. And he's like, nah, y'all broads knew that I was HIV positive and we had unprotected sex. And I'm like, wait a motherfucking minute. You knew that he had HIV, and you still, do you find that in your situation that, like, some people don't care?
I'm going to speak on a certain amount of things within the time that I'm on, because
okay.
I want to actually...
Because I know you're into safe sex, but there is a level of intimacy that you want to have with someone, especially if you're monogamous. So have you ever told someone your status and they were just like, I don't care?
I've had that to happen on several times, and, you know, my block list is full because of that.
Wow.
This is how I feel about the situation, especially if I tell you my status, because I don't have a problem with sharing it. And I just recently posted something on social media, and it went viral within a couple of hours about my – I actually shared my full story on Facebook. And
right.
You know, been sharing it and reposting it, which I don't have a problem with, because I don't have, like, I'm living in my truth now. Like, I don't have a problem with telling anyone my status. But when I do tell you my status, and then you take it upon yourself to say, well, you want to have unprotected sex with me, even though I am undetectable now, and it's a lower risk of me passing the virus on to you. It's still the fact that, okay, you're willing to have unprotected sex with me. Who else
and I just told
it?
You.
Who else are you doing it with?
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
That means when I tell you my status, and you say it's okay, so the next person come along and say their status, you go right along with it as well. So that's why my block list is full. A lot of, like I said, a lot of people feel like I'm shallow, I'm stuck up because I'm this cute, light skinned guy. I'm not. I really take a when I talk to people, I listen to what they tell me, and that makes me go. Because I know now I'm 28 years old, going on 29 with the Lord's will in 2016. I'm
right.
In my life, I know 5 minutes, probably less than 5 minutes into a conversation with you, whether I know I'm going to either fuck with you for the long haul or, baby, you just a passing of the time.
I agree. And women are like that, too. I call it the blink rule. There was actually a book written about that where it says you could tell within 30 seconds. I mean, like, the guy that I'm dealing with right now, I knew as soon as I seen him and I've, like, you know, seen who he was, recognized who he was, I was like, yeah, we gonna have us a time. What a time to be alive. And then, you know, we hung out and then everything, you know, we were talking about the chemistry today. So, you know, we've not been intimate yet. So, you know, my whole thing with that is kind of like, you know, when you know, but at the same time, we're not at that level where I'm going to say to him, you know, we need to go get tested. We need to go, you know, do this, that, and the third. But it's definitely a conversation that in 2015 going into 2016 needs to happen because he used to be a little whore ass, you know, saying, so I don't know what the fuck you've been out here doing. And, you know, we're very upfront about our past and, you know, people that we've been with or whatever. I don't have that kind of twisted past just because, you know, I've been with people for long term. But what people don't understand is it takes one time. It doesn't matter if you've been in a long-term relationship or if you was a whore of the South. It doesn't matter. You know, it just takes one time to be with the wrong motherfucker, and that's it, you know. So, I mean, I definitely commend you on making sure that your status is known to your partners and that, because you know what's scary to me is that people that don't know. So I don't think that it was wrong of you to tell darling little Portia. And you know what? We got to kind of, come on now. You know, I had this conversation last time. We got to kind of look at Portia like, is she like the main beard here? Because this is two gay guys that you've attracted now in the last like 5 years. Like, what's going on?
Well,
what is that? Like, you don't know by now, you know?
Because it was one before.
And I think it's because she's so pretty. And I think that when you have these big masculine guys, especially football players, especially athletes, that are trying to assimilate and trying to get along in life like they're normal, they're going to pick the prettiest girl there is so that someone will look at her and be like, you know what, she can't be gay. He can't be gay. There's no way. He's hitting that. There's no way he's gay.
Well, I'm going to be honest with the Duke situation.
Okay, tell me.
For me, and if Duke listens to this and or somebody tells
him
to go listen
to it, he will.
And I stand by everything that I'm about to say, and I stand by everything that I've seen. And this is no shade to Duke and his career. But Duke's career is non-existent right now, and I feel like him coming on the show was a way to revive that, to get his name back out there. And because I'm like this here, when I've never seen a closed DL or discreet, whatever they want to call themselves, guy. That especially a pro athlete, I'm just going to say that a pro athlete that goes to a openly LGBT event.
Event, right. Without feeling like he was going to be judged.
For him to be there around, first of all, Amaya is legendary. Second of all,
okay.
Cameras were there. You had at least 60 to 100 people there. With phones, with cameras to take pictures with her, and for you to be booed up with her, you are a pro athlete. That lets me know right.
You knew what
you
were doing, yeah.
Exactly, and for you to come on, for you to be with so you, to me, it was all about a come up. with him with Portia. Now, granted, now Portia ain't the smartest in the group, but she's not the dumbest either.
And she's
now,
a pretty girl.
She is gorgeous in and out of makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that without makeup on look like they should be stay in makeup. But she ain't here.
Or they should
make
a nap, yeah.
But with Luke, I feel like he came on the show with an agenda because one of his friends on the show, which just aired Sunday, was like, "Bro, you should get out of here." And people that don't really understand the lingo in the read between the lines shade, that was his way of saying, "Bro, you need to get out of here before somebody outs you on social media."
So do you think that he is just openly gay, or do you think he is bisexual?
I would say he's more as so bisexual for the right price.
Oh, no. So we call that gay for pay. If a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about, we call that gay for pay.
But, you know, I would say he's more as into if it beneficial to him, then, hey, why not? And to me, the Portia Williams was beneficial to him. Look at the talk. This is why I say it was beneficial towards him. Because right after she introduced him as her new boo or this and that, the blogs got the talking. Now, when he was in the hotel room, everybody was like, "Oh, who's this mystery guy that Portia is dating?" Now, mind you, to me, I feel like I broke the story on it because I was the one who, like, everybody was attacking me for, I guess, outing him. But I was like, how can you?
Because everybody always says you could do it in your own time. But, like, I mean, let's keep it G. It's 2015. Like, you want to do shit in your own time, or is you out here trying to kill motherfuckers with being a dirty dick? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no reason for that. Everybody got to go sit the fuck down and be who they are at some point. So I don't take it as you were outing him. I don't take it as Milan forced Miles, you know, to come out of the closet. I take it as people get tired of you fucking straight up lying. That's what I look at. That's one of the things that I appreciate about you, Tommy, is that you're just like, look, this is just what it is. This is what happened, and I take responsibility for this. I take responsibility for my status, and I'm not fucking with nobody that don't care about my status the same way that I do. You know, so there's no shame in that, but you know with that and giving zero fucks and being a savage comes responsibility. You know, I get mail every single day. I just had to pop up on somebody yesterday. And let me ask you this. So as a man, okay. So say you had a boo thing, right? Because I want to be clear about this to make sure I'm not crazy. Because I've talked to my, you know, consortium, my consigliere, and they agree with me. So if you had a dude, right, that you was fucking with, and you stopped fucking with him, and y'all had a mutual friend, but they lived in the same city, they didn't really see each other, and that friend went to dinner with him, and they sat up and they talked about you. Right? And let me get this straight. The dude you was dealing with, kind of like your situation, the dude you was dealing with had somebody else. They were engaged or whatever, whatever, but they were still fucking with you or whatever, whatever. And then all of a sudden, now you getting emails in your email from dudes, you know, fiance, girlfriend, whatever, whatever, and you find out that your homeboy went to dinner with this motherfucker. Do you think that that was right if the dude didn't tell you that he went to dinner with your old boo and they not cool like that?
Well, you know, I've actually had a situation like this.
I know you did. That's what I'm saying.
With an ex of mine and with one of my best friends. At the time, he was my best friend. And, you know, I was out of town, and when I came back in town, I later found out that he had went on a – now, like I say, you could go on – you know, because they was friends through me.
There you go.
So I'm like, okay, if y'all was to hang out, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But as far as going to, you know, when you go to somewhere as like a park and you sit down and talk and have intimacy time with someone, that means you're investing your time in that person. That I have an issue with.
Well, I think they went to dinner. And also I have an issue with people that allow other people to talk about me. Like, a lot of people have a lot of stuff to say about the guy that I'm dealing with right now. And that's okay, because I'll listen. But that doesn't mean I have to believe it, because y'all had a very different relationship with him than what I do. I'm not saying I'm different. I'm saying that our relationship is different. We have a different attraction to each other. We, you know, we try to get money together. We trying to travel. We trying to do certain shit that y'all were not doing. So in that relationship, it's hard for me to address this situation, because I don't want him to feel like I'm mad about this shit. But at the same time, when I do talk to my best friend, it's a code of conduct. And there's a code of ethics that goes along with saying, you know what, if I got to keep this a secret, I probably shouldn't be fucking doing it. So then when I got to go ham hard as a motherfucker on everybody, yes, now I'm a savage, now I'm a mean person, now I'm this. My thing is this. So me and you, we have some sort of relationship, right, Tommy? So if somebody came to me and was in my inbox and was like, yo, just so you know, Tommy Brown did this and Tommy did that, I don't give a fuck if you stole 14 goddamn dogs and a pack of hot dogs from the fucking Piggly Wiggly. I don't give a fuck. That's my people. Don't talk about that motherfucker. You want to talk about Tommy Brown and you call Tommy Brown, don't talk about him to me. Don't tell me what he said about me. Tell me why he felt comfortable to say it to you, because he already knew you was a snitch bitch. Right? So therefore, I don't have any respect for anybody that would sit up there. And it doesn't mean that we're friends. It just means that as on grown woman status, I'm not going to let nobody talk about somebody that I'm enamored with, or that's somebody that I like, or somebody that, you know, I sit around with, because that would make me a fake ass bitch. Right? So for you to sit there and allow this man to have any type of words about me, and you didn't say anything about it, and then tried to text me later talking about, well, that's not what happened. But wait, here's what's funny. What he didn't know was that she was going to ride with me with this fool. We was going to go to this motherfucker's house down there, and, you know, where he lives at, and show up at the crib with purge masks and machetes. But you didn't tell him that part when you sat down and broke bread with him. So y'all both fucking, you know, stupid. Y'all both don't fuck with each other.
You know what they say? My grandmother and my mother always told me, if a dog bring a bone, a dog carry a bone. And the situation, what they're telling you,
they're going to get another bone.
They're going to always leave out what they said.
Right, and the funny thing is I'm too grown for that. And, I mean, she's older than me, and it's unfortunate because I told her to delete herself off my media, and I don't really want to. And I have been not spoke to him in probably well over a month, and I haven't seen him since August. But the thing about it is that when I'm getting text messages, people don't understand that, like, you know, it's not always about you. You think this motherfucker just went and had a sit down with you just because he was so concerned with how you was doing it. Y'all been living in the same city for years and shit, and you ain't never been to the motherfucker's house, but I have. You ain't never met the girl he's engaged to, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make sense. And it makes me sad to feel like, and you know, my girlfriend's telling me, like, well, Denise, that wasn't your friend. I said, I understood that. But I just felt like everybody had a certain code of conduct. Like, last night when I'm doing my show, out of respect for my dude, the dude that I deal with, you know, I didn't want to say too much about it, but, you know, shit happens and I get out of hand or whatever. Because it upsets him, because he's like, you know, you talking like you still like these motherfuckers and you supposed to be, you know, vibing with me. And I'm like, no, I am a savage, which means that you're not just going to do whatever the fuck you want to do to me and say whatever the fuck you want to say. And then I'm not going to respond, much like you, Tommy. That's why we get along. So just like people had all that shit to say about you online, then when it came out later on, they was all apologizing to you. They did the same shit with me with Miles and Milan, with the Love and Hip Hop shit. I was like, either way, he fucking lied to her. Either way, that man was in her daughter's life. She, you know, she was owed just at least that little bit of respect. And then Milan came back and said, you know what, if he could have done it all over again, he would have. And then what ended up happening? What I said, he turned around and he fucked over Milan too. See, now I like Milan because I'm like, he's always been who he is. All you can ask for people to do is just be who the fuck they are. You know what I mean? So when you're not who you are, I'm having a hard time figuring out who you are. And we're too old for me to be sitting here having conversations with you to try to figure out whose team you on. If I don't like that motherfucker, you don't like him either. I don't give a fuck what happened. You know what I'm saying? You got to pick a side of the road, chicken. You know what I'm saying? You can't walk on both sides of the road. You can't serve two masters. So y'all want to be cool? Cool. Go ahead. I hope you be in the wedding. I hope you the godmother. I hope everything works out for you. But I do hope that motherfucker get tested on World AIDS Day and shit, because we don't know what that motherfucker been doing. You know, because if you can't trust that motherfucker with me, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I was like, I hope she sucked his balls in his yellow car and everything. I really do. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the type of shit that happens when you are deceitful. I'm not deceitful. My dude ain't never got to worry about me, you know, going somewhere. He's invited anywhere I need to go. You want to come? Come on, let's go. You want to go to Vegas? Let's go to Vegas. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? I don't have shit to hide. My fucker could pick up my phone at any time. Not that he does, but I'm just saying. So imagine, you know, his surprise if he would have picked up my phone during the time on a holiday that I'm getting text messages from this broad about some dude. You know what I'm saying? That shit is completely unfair. What would you have did, Mr. Brown? Would you have outed them as well? Or told him to fuck off the way I did?
For me, it probably would have. I've had a similar situation to what you're speaking of, and you know.
So what did you do?
We remained friends, but it was never. It was, you know, you try to get over that hump, but you know, always in the back of your mind. I feel like this here. If it's gonna always be in the back of your mind, then you should end it right then and there. So I think you did.
And
the
I
right
did.
Thing, like, because if it's gonna always be in the back of your mind playing over, you can never get over that because the trust has been broken. And for people to sit up and say, well, you know, I don't trust in this person, but I know over time we can get over it. And
no, I can't. I'm too petty. I can't.
You cannot get over.
Well, because it was sneaky, and it was done, like I said, like, they were supposed to go to dinner the one day, then they didn't go, he stood her up or some shit like that, she didn't hear from him, and then you later on, and she was like, I tried to tell you, I'm like, motherfucker, you didn't tell me, my phone be attached to my hip, I'm a mother, you know, so I keep my phone on me, especially my private number, so my whole thing is, which, you know, you have my information, so my whole thing is, like, anytime, day or night, 4 a.m, 2 a.m, it doesn't matter, anybody can call me, so you didn't want it, like, if it was my homegirl, she would have been in a car right after the situation, like, yo, guess who I just ran into? Oh my God, this, and this. But my homegirl don't let nobody talk about me. You know what I'm saying? She could talk about me, but they can't. We could be going through something, and she'd be like, man, this motherfucker crazy as hell, whatever, whatever. But if you say it, she'll fight you, her and her sister. You understand what I'm saying? And that's how it should be.
If I feel like this here, if you're a true friend to me, I know.
We can go to war. Let's go. Yeah.
If I ran into one of your exes on the street and they talking about you, I'm going to politely just take out my phone, you know, play like I'm doing something, and I'm going to end up calling you and just put my phone down, and I'm going to be like, yep, uh-huh, oh, yeah, for really?
Exactly. So I'm not out here looking stupid and shit. Exactly.
It's not about
me. Oh, I thought you knew. Nah, I didn't know. I mean, I'm preoccupied.
You can prove, because I hear a lot of people say, oh, and whatever I say behind their back, I can say in their face. Until you prove that to me, don't tell it to me.
Yeah, because you ain't going to say that shit to my face. I'll burn your fucking house down. I don't give a fuck. And tear your car up. I don't give a shit. I'll hit your grandmother in Target parking lot with a red cart. I don't give a shit. You understand what I'm saying? So my whole thing was, it was a question of integrity. And, you know, some people are like, you know, well, she wasn't your friend like that. It's not like y'all knew. And I understand that. But at the same time, it's just like, I feel like girl called. And not only that, on his end, guy called 101. Her man didn't know that she was out. She got a man. Her man didn't know she was out with, you know, one of my people. And that's his friend, too. So that shit looked doubly crazy. You look completely fucking insane. You understand what I'm saying? And it's not right. So at that point, now I'm the savage. I'm the mean person because I'm kicking motherfuckers off, you know, off my page. Like, get the fuck off my page. I don't delete people off my social media because I feel like you could just stab yourself. I'll Katarina Sforza your ass. Just stab yourself. Go ahead. We'll be all right. You know what I mean? So I asked her to remove herself from my page. You know what I'm saying? All my pages, because you don't need to see what I'm doing. You don't need to be clocking my happiness. You don't need to be, you know, worried about anything that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So just leave me alone. You want to go be friends with that motherfucker? Be friends with him. Take it all the way. Be a good friend, though. You know what I'm saying? Be a good friend. You know what I'm saying? Because you're definitely not a good friend to me. So and she's like, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I didn't know. No. I'm sick. I'm crazy for real. Like, what do you mean you didn't know?
This is what I tell people now, that when they're on my page and they're doing, like, just doing, you know, they do the Uber much, which is way too much on my page. I just tell them to go reclassify it. And when you know with the classifiers, you have job postings in the classifiers. You have the funnies in the classifiers. Go read the classifiers, sweetie, and stay off my page. That's all you have to do to me, because I feel like
you had to give him something to do.
Like, you get the media and the social media where you have a platform to stand on, people to get you to come out of character. So
this is my character. I ain't never lied about it.
Instead of me just going ahead and just going in, like, don't get me wrong now. I tell people I've come down a whole lot from growing up to now. I've come down a whole lot, but trust me, that inner person is still there. Don't make them come out and play.
Mm-hmm. The savage.
Go read the classifiers or the funnies or do something.
He said go read the classifiers. I'm going to start telling motherfuckers that. Be like, girl, get out of my base. Go read the motherfucking classifiers. You better leave me alone.
That's just my way of telling them, go fuck off. Go play in traffic, bitch. That's my way of saying that. Because, you know, you can't really say too much on social media without people
offended. Yeah, so offended, yeah. Yeah, they'd
you know,
be,
now
they'd
they
be
got
really
these
offended.
Snapbacks if you are any part of a celebrity on the celebrity list, whether you A, B, C, D,
yeah, then
whatever.
Yeah, they tagging you in a shade room and all that other shit. Trust me, I know.
Right.
I know.
And I made the shade room on a couple occasions. And,
I know.
I want to address the situation as well that you spoke on earlier. About
go
the
ahead
Miles
and address
Malone,
it.
About
okay.
the Miles and Malone situation. Because, like, I have tea on that. You know, I'm friends with both. Like I say, if you follow me on any social media, you will see that we tweet each other, and people, please get out my inbox and on social media asking me to have these people to wish you a happy birthday. No. Thank you. You know, I want people to realize this here. With that whole situation, that show was some of the scripted,
but it was along the way. I know what you mean.
Right. I wouldn't say so much as scripted, but it was, you know, associate producer
played out.
Telling them what to do.
Right. Absolutely. I agree.
With the whole Amber situation, I want her to take away from this here. Amber, yes, he did you wrong. And yes, I've told Miles this, and I've told Milan this thing, because we've talked several times. But
okay. Hello?
But, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, and I've told him this on several occasions, that just because somebody did you wrong, that don't give you the right to do them wrong.
Right, and she did say that she still loves him and, you know, he's still family, and that's how it should be, especially for the girl. I feel actually, to be honest with you, more bad for Milan in this situation, because I don't think that Miles was monogamous with him. I don't think that, because, you know, he got arrested for, like, beating his ass in the street, like, not that long ago, you know, and I don't feel like...
You see...
I feel like Milan is a good catch, and he could do better. You know what I mean? Just like I would tell my homegirl, you could do better.
A lot of people don't realize this here, and I know I'm breaking some type of what actually happened, because they want you to wait till next week to see it. But the fight that everybody's talking about, it happens at the reunion.
Right. Which already happened.
Yes, it already happened. It filmed it 6 months back.
Right.
With that, it was so much. To me, I feel like this. When you bring it out, don't bring in no outside interference on my relationship with you. And to me, it was so much outside interference that it was to the point where it's to, okay, yes, we every relationship has their ups and downs. But
right.
this is why I don't bring my family or my friends into my relationship. Because
yep.
I know myself that if I get into it with my dude now, I'm gonna be right back with him. And then
that's what I just was saying yesterday. I was like, we might go to the hospital. We might go to jail. We'll be all right. So there's no need. I learned that a long time ago. I come from a family of shooters. Ain't nobody trying to hear nothing from me unless it's time to go. They're like, all right, that's what he did. So even in reading my first book, Stay in Your Lane, A Diary of a Hot Mess, available on Amazon and Kindle, a lot of people didn't know that I went through a couple of the abusive situations that I was in because I never told my daddy. I never told my brothers because, you know what I'm saying, they're the real gangsters. I'm not trying to get nobody clipped. I should have, but I didn't. So, you know, just in our community, we know when we've had enough, and then you ain't got to worry about what's going to happen to him because I'll carry it out myself. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get ready to end the show in a minute with one of my little favorite songs. But before we go, I want you to make sure that everybody has your information, how to get a hold of you, how to get a contact with you, and how to follow you. So give them your Instagram, your Twitter handle, all that good stuff.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Ninth Ward Prince, all together with the 9th Ward Prince. On Facebook, Tommy Brown, if you put in parentheses, you can put in Prince Rockefeller, and it will pop up. You can follow me on Instagram at celebrity_Prince. And I'm mostly on Facebook. Well, I'm on all social media. So if you follow me, I do follow some people back. I'm not going to say I follow all, but I do follow some back because you know, some people are crazy. And I have to, you know, let them know. But those are the things you can follow me on. Again, you can follow me on Instagram at celebrity_Prince. You can follow me on Twitter at Ninth Ward Prince. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Tommy Brown.
All right, darling. Now, I'm going to try to get you back on the show next week because we'll do a full-hour show. We'll have a little bit more information on the Charlie Sheen case and stuff like that. But you know me. I love when you're on the show. Thank you so much. And guess what? I'm going to leave this song with this right here because I don't want my little dude to feel like, and I don't want to call him little dude because he's not little, but I don't want my dude to ever feel like it's not, you know, it's me and everything is against the world. It's supposed to be, you know, we're supposed to be savages. That's part of the attraction. So I just got to ask him one question, Tom. You know what it is? Can I hit it in the morning?
Baby, you summertime fine. I let you get on top, I be the underline. I'm tryna get beside you like the number 9 dime. You fine as hell. I guess I met you for a reason, only time could tell. But well, I'm wondering what type of shit you wanted. Do you like the finer things, or you a simple woman? Would you drink with a nigga? Do you smoke weed? Don't be ashamed, it ain't no thing. I used to blow trees, getting lifted. I quit the shit, I might get high with you. It's only fitting, cause I'm looking super fly with you. A fly with you, a powerful, you do something to me. Girl, I caught the vibes like it do something to me. So I threw them back. Now all my niggas hollering, who is that? Oh boy, she bad, nigga, what you about to do with that? I'm finna take you home, sip a little Patron. Now we zone in. Baby, you're so fine. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Baby, you wintertime cold. The night is still young, drink that dinner wine slow. I'm trying to make the goosebumps on your inner thigh show. I'll let you beat me there as far as finish lines go. Yeah, and if you gotta leave for work, I'll be right here in the same bed that you left me in. I love thick women cause my aunt, she rode equestrian. I used to go to the stables and get them kids to bet me. And I would always ride the stallions whenever she let me. I'm joking, I mean that thing is poking. I mean you kinda like that girl that's in the US Open. I mean I got this hidden agenda that you provoking. I got bath water that you could soak in. Things I could do with low.